Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So today I chat to Daniel Bakara. He's the co-founder and CEO of Buffalo Grid. What is Buffalo Grid? So Buffalo Grid uses solar energy to provide mobile power and internet services to off-grid communities around the world. Sounds amazing. So their aim is to provide customers with increased connectivity so they're better informed and connected. So we talk about how he got started, how it actually works, social innovation scene, fundraising, and their work within the rural African and Indian communities. So please enjoy the show. Hello, Daniel. Thanks for coming on the show today. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome, Neil. Thanks.
Brilliant. Tell me a little bit about Buffalo Grid, please. Sounds interesting.
Oh, thank you. Well, the mobile phone is the most successful electronic device in history. Mm-hmm. Is the one and only that has been able to reach the most remote and low-income regions of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds of millions of people today with access to a mobile phone, but not access to the power to charge it.
Okay.
So addressing that pain, we create Buffalo Grid. Mm-hmm. We deployed our Buffalo Grid hubs that are, I mean, as a size reference, a little bit like a shoebox connected to a solar panel.
Okay.
The solar panel generates the electricity that we store in a battery in the hub. And then we dispense the power to charge mobile phones through it. And the customer comes along, sends a text message, and that text message is the key and payment to unlock the power within our hub. Now, one of the key things about Buffalo Grid is that we provide this equipment for free.
Okay, it's free. Okay, excellent.
So one of the things that we identified when we were looking into this market is that the cost barrier is one of the biggest obstacles to scale. So we reduce that barrier to zero. Mm-hmm. We provide our equipment for free, as I was telling you, and then we run the service of providing the power and connectivity to these rural users with the agents and run our hubs. We share that revenue with them. Mm-hmm. And because everybody's paying by text message, mm-hmm. there's no cash involved. So all the transactions are completely accountable and transparent. Mm-hmm. Again, the agent cannot even access the power within our hub. It's only the text message that is the key and payment to unlock that power. Mm-hmm. So that allows to keep control remotely from our headquarters in London.
Okay.
Across all our operations in rural India.
Excellent. So you're running this like a proper business. It's not like an NGO, is it?
Exactly. So that's the other key thing. What we saw is that in order to scale, you need to have a business approach to it. Mm-hmm. If you see the energy hungry problem, you will see that, well, more than 1 billion people are out there without access to power. Mm-hmm. And solar technology has been available for a couple of decades mm-hmm. in these markets. And if you put all the companies that are using solar power to try to address these energy hungry problems, they don't even address 5% of the market. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have mobile phones.
Yeah.
And within 15 years in these regions, they were able to reach 2/3 of that 1.2 billion people. So 750 million people have access to a mobile phone, but no access to power. Mm-hmm. And they did it with very simple business model, which is they set up the infrastructure and they run an affordable, reliable, convenient service that everybody wants and needs.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So that's the same approach for us.
Excellent. So let's talk about the early days then. Where did the actual original idea come from?
Right. So the original idea came from my co-founder, mm-hmm. Phil Schluter. He is a coffee trader. He is the head of a company that has been doing coffee trading in sub-Saharan Africa for more than 150 years.
Oh, wow.
And he's the sixth generation to run it. He grew up in Kenya, so he's always been very close to to these regions. And nowadays he's based in the UK, mm-hmm. but constantly traveling to these more than 13 nations where he buys coffee from across sub-Saharan Africa. Mm-hmm. And checking the coffee and all that sort of stuff. And in that process, he saw how mobile phones were increasing their penetration, how many of the farmers that he would buy coffee from were getting access to mobile phones, how much benefits the mobile phones would bring to them, but how difficult it was for them to charge it. So it's very common to see a farmer in Uganda commuting a couple of hours to reach the nearest point where he can charge his phone. So he thought of a bicycle generator.
Okay.
And that bicycle generator was prototyped by a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And, we crossed our paths, Phil, my friend and I, one day, and they introduced me to these bikes.
Mm-hmm.
At that stage, I was employed to test those bicycles in Uganda and Ghana.
Okay.
So we test the bicycles and I took them to Uganda, where I firsthand witnessed the massive need for off-grid power, but how the bicycles were just not the right product.
Right.
Since that was in 2013, and since then we've been developing our technologies and our approach to leave the bike behind and now have this internet-enabled solar power hub and business model.
Excellent. So you mentioned scale before. I mean, can you share some stats? I mean, how many countries are you in and how many communities are using this at the moment?
We're still on a development stage.
Mm-hmm.
All the units that are out there are prototypes. But that's something that we are addressing at the moment, and we are designing our hubs for mass production. So we're only in 25 villages across India. But with those 25 hubs, we already serving around 30,000 customers.
Wow.
And have served thousands of charges already, tens of thousands of charges. The plan is to reach production by the end of the year and deployed in larger numbers from Q4.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So who actually manufactures the devices then? Yeah. Where are they getting made? Is it London? Is it?
At the moment we are designing them in the UK and with local manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
But we envisage the production most likely in India, because as our main market is in India, having a short supply chain is key for us.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You seem quite busy. I mean, what are you working on right now?
The product development of these hubs towards production. My background is in industrial design, so this is something that I really enjoy, working with the team in designing the new hubs. We just closed a round of funding, which, as you can imagine, has a lot of things to arrange, from updating company's house to updating investors and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're gearing up towards larger deployments. And most of the team now is very busy in gearing up towards scale.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you say you got funding. Why do you think you got funding? Because obviously a lot of companies don't get funding.
Well, I think we tick a lot of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a compelling story. We have a market that it's been now growing. I mean, for many years, these emerging economies were not seen as an attractive market.
Mm-hmm.
It gets confusing because at the moment we're in India, which is a very powerful economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we started, we kick off with sub-Saharan nations in mind. So that's where I'm referring to the market not being very attractive in the past. But the whole industry is changing and there's a lot of money going in these social impact companies that are addressing more, bigger issues than just profitability.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the opportunity a few years back to present the project in one of the conferences with the UN.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting alongside the guys from Google that were presenting about their initiatives about internet connectivity for these regions. And the bottom line of that conference was that if you provide power and connectivity to these regions, you can really start thinking of eradicating poverty in the next couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Mobile phones are already the biggest contributor to economic growth in these regions. So imagine what smartphones can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you share some like milestones or achievements or during your time at Buffalo Grid? You know, what's been the highlight so far?
Well, I mean, I guess when we charged the first 1,000 phones was quite an exciting time. Mm-hmm. But we've been breaking that record constantly. Nowadays, on a daily basis, we can do more than 1,000 charges now. Having the unit that is serving, working in the way that we wanted to work.
Yep.
Again, it's been a constant design development stage. So from a bicycle generator to a unit that only had a few ports, to the units that we have now that have more than 24 ports and internet connectivity, it's just been constant development. So whenever we hit a milestone, then yeah, there's a milestone ahead of us waiting to be reach.
Excellent. You said you went to Uganda. I mean, I've not been. What's it like? Any stories you can tell us?
Well, one of the things about these nations that grow coffee is that they're in the equatorial fringe of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
By definition, there's very good weather in these regions.
Yeah.
So things grow. So when you go to the countryside of Uganda, the subsistence farmers that live there have a really rich soil workaround. So they can grow their coffee, they can grow their vegetables, they can take care of their livestock. And you realize that it's a good place to live if things were different from where they are now.
Yeah.
The big issue that these people have is the lack of services. The moment that their kids get sick, the moment that the kids cannot reach the proper education, is when things go really pear-shaped for these communities. So if that's something that can be addressed with technology, then I dare to say that the future is really bright.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that you can, I mean, that's one of the things we're doing with Buffalo Grid. Having that internet connectivity allows us to become a platform for many more services to reach these communities.
Mm-hmm.
And those services can take any shape or form. We're working with companies doing remote medical diagnosis. We're doing projects with companies doing interactive educational content.
Mm-hmm.
Things that can be deployed in these remote regions simply by providing power and connectivity.
Mm-hmm. How are you getting the word out? I mean, is it via online, social media, email marketing? Is it word of mouth?
Yes, I guess a bit of everything.
Mm.
Doing podcasts like yours, mm-hmm. Presenting at events. We've been really lucky with trade missions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the UK, there's this group called Clean and Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been traveling with them to India, to the US, to Brazil. And it's a network of companies in the clean tech industry,
mm-hmm.
That we've been traveling together and created. I mean, you join the voices, the message is louder.
Mm-hmm.
So through those platforms, we've been really lucky with press and with general coverage.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned some countries there with big populations. I mean, how big do you want to go with this?
Well, there's more than 170 nations, mm-hmm. that could be benefit from Buffalo Grid services.
Mm-hmm.
We are now fully dedicated to scale in India, but we want to reach as many sub-Saharan African nations as we can, and the same for Southeast Asia.
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess... If we could reach those 170 nations, mm-hmm. that would be a massive goal to hit. But yeah, at least we want to be... one of the key things that we want to prove is the universality of the service.
Mm-hmm.
Prove that the same service, the same product, the same technology works in India as it works in Kenya, as it works in Haiti.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you said the devices are free. So if anyone in India is listening to this, how do they get hold of one?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So obviously, because they're free, we cannot give them to anyone that mm-hmm. comes along. So we are building partnerships with companies, organizations, mm-hmm. or individuals that have reach to those populations where Buffalo Grid could be useful.
Mm-hmm.
So in India, we partner up with bank and inclusion companies that have a presence in those communities. We partner up directly with network operators that have presence in those regions. So it's by exploiting those existing networks of trust that we can deploy our free equipment.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What would you say is the most surprising thing about this entrepreneurial journey so far?
Most surprising thing. Well, it's the success of the overall success of mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we started, people didn't believe that mobile phones have such big penetration in such poor regions.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we are again in a different economy, like it is in India, people find hard to believe that so many users will have smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a constant surprise of seeing the success that mobile phones are.
Mm-hmm.
So almost half of our customers already have a smartphone in India. And we hope that's going to be the case soon enough in sub-Saharan Africa as well.
Excellent. What would you say is the hardest part about building this business?
Well, I guess it's finding the right partnerships, because it's about finding the right people that you can scale with and just getting the right deals and the right setups from the outset.
Good. What would you say is the vision of the company?
Well, the vision is to transform the lives of those who don't have access to power. And with that in mind, it's reaching the 1.2 billion people,
mm-hmm,
without access to power.
Excellent. Last few questions then. Have you got any advice for anyone wanting to do like a social innovation startup? You know, what should they be focusing on, in your opinion?
I guess for us, what has been always very useful is to see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to focus on the daily tasks. Of course, you have to get those done, but it's the big picture that is the light at the end of the tunnel, right? So if you see this entrepreneurship as a big tunnel,
mm-hmm,
a lot of time, if you just focus on the road ahead, it's just going to be darkness. So you need to raise your head high and see the light.
Mm-hmm.
With that vision at the end to find a way through it.
Excellent. Can you give me some examples of how Buffalo Grid has changed, you know, rural communities, please?
Well, one of the key things for us is to enable the full potential of those mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our users use their mobile phones on a daily basis, like you do when you have 10% left in your battery.
Mm-hmm.
For that call that you really need to make, for that call that you're really expecting. Having the convenient access to power that allow you to have your phone charge 100% every day allows you to use it more and to connect more.
Mm-hmm.
So those rural users that were just using that phone to the bare minimum now can use it much more
and
talk to their families, do increase their business activities, and now that those that can connect to the internet can gear up towards a new level of technology that can have much better benefits.
Brilliant. Last question then. If people want more information on Buffalo Grid and yourself, what must they do?
Well, our website,
www.buffalogrid.com.
Follow us on Twitter,
mm-hmm,
at Buffalo Grid. We are on Facebook as well, just as Buffalo Grid.
Mm-hmm.
And get in touch. I mean, we always looking for new partnerships, looking for new people to talk, looking for new insights.
Mm-hmm.
We're very proactive in getting in touch with people and new newcomers.
Where does the name come from?
That's a good question. It doesn't come along very often. But, well, yeah, so again, Phil my co-founder, gave us the Buffalo name. It was a Buffalo project at that stage.
And
it was because in Kenya, where he grew up, buffaloes have the reputation of charging anything. So as we charge everything as well, hence the name.
What is the state of the social innovation scene in 2016 now?
Oh, no, it's much better than it used to be. It's growing, and it's a very exciting place to be working. I mean, we're seeing lots of companies doing lots of very interesting things. And yeah, it's all happening.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming on the show today, Daniel.
Oh, you're very welcome, Neil.
Thank you. Have a great week and good luck with Buffalo Grid.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks to Daniel for coming on the show today. If you want more information, you go to the website www.buffalogrid.com. Thanks for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a review in iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I shall be back next week. If you want to contact me or even let me know what you're building, send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet at IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow, and I will read them out. Thank you and goodbye.